You're listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. It's Monday, July 22nd, 2019. We have 21 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. And our marine weather forecast, northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves from the northwest 2 feet at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 2 feet high at 8 seconds. And on the Columbia River bar today, general seas will be about 1 to 2 feet. Seas will reach 3 to 4 feet during those max ebb current times that I'm always telling you about. We have one around 9 a.m. just about now, another one around 9:30 this evening, and another around 9 a.m. Tuesday. So about every 12 hours, seas will reach about 3 to 4 feet then. About every 12 hours, about halfway through the falling tidal cycle, the river just reaches about its maximum velocity, and the entire mass of the Columbia River slams into the ocean there at the mouth of the river, and it can become quite turbulent in a matter of minutes. So I've been out there on a vessel watching that happen, and it's amazing. The water will be calm, and then in a matter of like 10 minutes, the whole thing will sort of start to undulate, and the waves will get bigger, and it's really quite extraordinary. So it's a matter of the mass of water and the physics of water. But this is part of the marine weather forecast for a reason, because it is can be quite difficult out there. And so you are essentially being warned to stay away to get that information when you get that information about those max ebb current times. Today, we're going to be hearing more from the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Elm from First Lieutenant Brian Schneider about the 6,000-mile journey that the Elm took to come to Astoria. Well, and a little bit more about families behind the crew on board. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 7 inbounders, 7 in our Astoria anchorages, and 7 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. First arrival in the river is the Nave Polaris, arriving from Singapore, headed for Portland. She's a tanker, petroleum on board, could be biofuel, some kind of biodiesel. Passing Astoria around 2:30 a.m., she might arrive in Portland by about 10 a.m. at her berth on the Willamette River. The Galapagos is arriving from Japan, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be there by about 9:30 a.m. The Ocean Tsuxis is arriving from China, headed for the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, around noontime. The Catalina is arriving from South Korea, also headed for the Rice Island anchorage. Look for her there at about 1 p.m. And the CSL Frontier, Canadian Shipping Lines bulk carrier, arriving from Mexico, headed for the anchorage off Rainier, which is just this, opposite Longview on the river. She is going to the U.S. Gypsum. Actually, she's not anchoring. She's going to a dock there at the U.S. Gypsum plant right across the river from Longview, and bringing up gypsum that was mined in Mexico and delivered there, used to make wallboard and other things. So she will probably pass Astoria around 3:30 p.m. and arrive in Rainier by about 7 p.m. And she has a special self-unloading conveyor belt assembly on board that is really quite unusual and designed specifically for this mineral cargo. Let's see, we have the Mount Owen arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia. She's headed for Vancouver, Washington, and she could have bentonite clay on board. That's a mineral that is used to, it's very absorbent. It can also pull sediment out of liquids. It's sometimes used for kitty litter, as I like to joke on the air, but it's used quite often in industrial uses. So passing Astoria around 9:30 p.m., maybe you might see her in Vancouver by 3:30 in the morning on Tuesday, or see her running lights at any rate. The Serenity C is arriving from South Korea. She will be in the Astoria anchorage maybe around midnight or a little bit after midnight so early tomorrow morning. In the Astoria anchorage already, we have the Eternity C heading for Kalama today. She left about 5 a.m. to pick up wheat in Kalama, getting there around 10 a.m. The ASL Venus is headed for Kalama, leaving around 9 a.m., going there to pick up maybe corn, soy, or wheat. Could arrive there by about 2 p.m. And the Themistocles is headed for Rainier to the anchorage there, leaving around 7 p.m., arriving in Rainier, which is just opposite Longview, at about 10:30 p.m. The Advance is headed to Portland. She's going to the port of Portland to pick up soda ash, leaving around 10:30 p.m., arriving in Portland about 4:30 a.m. Tuesday. And awaiting orders in our Astoria anchorage off the downtown waterfront, the Star Pathfinder, the Asian Pearl 8, and the Prabhu Sakwahat. The ATB Sound Reliance is outbound today. She's leaving Portland around 6 a.m., petroleum barge with a tug. It's an articulated tug and barge unit where the tug fits into a notch in the rear of the barge. It looks kind of like a ship going by, but if you look closely, you'll see that it is a tug fitted into a notch in the rear of a specially designed barge. She's leaving, left Portland around 6 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around noon. The Baltimore Highway is a car carrier with Hondas, maybe Fords on board, heading out of Portland, headed for Asia. She's leaving around 1:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 7:30 p.m. And the new dedication is leaving Kalama with corn, soy, or wheat on board, headed out about 2:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8:30 p.m. Well, let's talk about the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Elm. I was really fortunate last week to ride inbound on her. Just such a fun thing on the Columbia River and be on board a Coast Guard vessel. So interesting. And so I have more to share. I shared a little bit of that interview with you last week. Today I want to share more with my interview with Brian Schneider, first lieutenant for the ship's bosun on board the Elm, which is a ship's officer in charge of equipment and the crew. This is a buoy tender, this vessel. She's dedicated. She's based in Astoria. She's dedicated to handling navigational aid repair and installation in the Pacific Northwest region. And so she's a pretty important ship that is based in our area. So here is more from that interview.
And we sailed all down the eastern seaboard, and we came around through the straits to the Yucatan Peninsula and shot down to the Panama Canal and went through the canal and made the long trek all the way back up and around the western seaboard.
How long did that, when did you leave Maryland?
About a month ago, roughly. So it took a little while. It's 6,000 miles worth of distance, nautical miles worth of steaming there.
6,000 miles.
And we've done it now twice because we left last year with the fur. So we did the exact trip, but opposite last year. So.
So for a lot of the crew here, how long has it been since
So we started standing this cutter back up. The engineers arrived in Baltimore in January, and then the rest of the crew got there in February. So for some people, it's been 6 months since we've been back. We've been able to kind of get people off on some leave, but maybe like 1 or 2 weeks. So maybe 2 weeks in the last 6 months for some of these people.
So will you all go home now and a new crew comes here, or how does that work?
We're permanently stationed at this cutter, so we'll be back here starting work days soon. So this is the crew that will be crewing the ship and starting to work buoys on the Columbia River here shortly.
So does that mean for kind of the family aspect of it that there are families moving here because you're all here, is that right? And that Coast Guard housing maybe?
So Coast Guard normally has a transfer season of June or July, and we did receive folks in because it's obviously now mid-July. So we did get some newer folks and their family. They had an opportunity to get their family situated before meeting the ship in one of the various ports we pulled into on our trip around.
Okay.
So the families, they weren't in Baltimore with us. They were all here in Astoria.
And that was Brian Schneider, first lieutenant on board the Coast Guard cutter Elm. And he mentioned the Coast Guard cutter Fur. She was the buoy tender that was here before. They took her all the way around through the Panama Canal up to, I believe, Baltimore to be refurbished. And then I believe she's in Alaska now, or just about to go to Alaska. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. And have a great day.